Blog Talk Radio.
Alive! It's alive! It's alive!
Greetings! Cheers!
Hola!
Cinderella story, out of nowhere.
I'm funny how? I mean funny, like I'm a clown, I amuse you?
I'm in good company when I'm with stupid.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Hey, Los Cachos!
Play it once, Sam. For all time's sake.
When it's time to change, you know it's time to change who you are and what you're gonna be. Sha na 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 na. Sha na 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 na.
You guys are just amazing, and it's been a huge pleasure to watch you rise to the top.
You talking to me?
Matt and Jay, take it away.
The horror. Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a man who has one of the largest binders of women I've ever met, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, and welcome to the number one comedy podcast on Blog Talk Radio. That's right, numero uno.
Yes.
Again. How's everything going, Matt Nader?
Oh, not bad. A little cloudy to start, but clearing off now. It's supposed to hit 74 today. I know. I may go commando for perhaps what is the last time of 2012 at the beer mine today.
That's exciting.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. People coming through have no idea that they are eyeball to balls.
No, they don't. And I laughed to myself the entire time. So while it's nice up here, I hear a little tumult meteorologically and down there in your neck of the woods.
Things are not going well in
really?
The greater redneck metropolitan area. Well, first of all, we have a lake wind advisory.
Whoa.
I know. It's dangerous out there today.
Uh-huh.
Be careful. Get anywhere around that lake. That wind will get you.
Yes. I bet you have white caps on the Buffalo River, too, don't you?
And Buffalo and out on Bull Shoals.
Oh, man.
Yeah, maybe even over on Beaver Lake.
Really?
Yeah. Hell, there might be white caps up on Lake Taneycomo.
Frankly, that sounds made up, but
yeah, it's rough, and it could have some storms this evening. Going to be a fairly warm day, mid-70s here also, humid.
Yes.
But we have another real problem.
What's that?
We have a boil order in place.
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
Oh, yes. It's boil order. In fact, we've had a boil order since last Friday. For everybody
Frankly, Jay, I'm shocked that you haven't always had a boil order down there.
Everybody north of Industrial Park Road, they sent the samples to the state, and they have not lifted the boil order. Apparently, there were some floaties in there.
That's not good.
Yeah, had a water main break, and so the entire north side, and like I said, north of Industrial Park Road, which that's me, exactly 1 mile north.
Uh-huh.
And then this morning, they issued boil orders for the Metroplex of St. Joe, Pendle, and Gilbert.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
So the E. coli is spreading.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, it's all running downhill, I guess.
Yeah, well.
So, yep, so it's a dangerous times. Dangerous times here.
Well, I hope you fare well.
Redneck
be cautious.
World.
Be cautious.
Well, I'll be heading by Hudson's Grocery, which is the people-pleasing place.
Yes, it is.
And I'll be getting a jug o spring water.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe two. Hell. What the hell? Two jugs of it.
There you go.
So that I don't risk drinking any flesh-eating bacteria.
That's
whatever
right.
The hell is in our water.
Uh-huh.
Got a couple guests in the chat room.
I see that. That's nice to know. Welcome, guests. Because they're probably in the chat room because, well, people like to hang out with people who are number one.
Exactly. Everybody loves a winner, especially in America.
Yeah, that's oh so true.
Yeah, and welcome to everybody who's listening in on their mobile devices.
Yes.
And one of those people just happens to be.
Yes.
My BFF.
Really?
Oh, the very lovely, the very talented, Miss Warrior Cat.
Wow.
Yes. Oh yeah. Out there listening in, and it's interesting that she and I were discussing a particular topic yesterday, and you ended up writing about it for the blog over at iwsradio.blogspot.com, and yet you had no idea that Kat and I were even talking about this.
No, I did not. Just another case of creepy kismet.
Yep, we're all in sync here.
That's why we're number one. Everything just falls into place.
Yep. And that was basically the topic of people just the blind partisanship. And
correct.
Just sheep, just following along with their party, repeating talking points. And it was frustrating Kat yesterday because she was getting crap from people because Kat isn't completely decided on what she wants to do on election day, who she wants to vote for.
And that's
finding
not
that, good things. And
yeah, that's not acceptable.
No, not from those people. They all made up their mind the day they found out who the Democrat and who the Republican was is when they made up
exactly
their mind.
Right.
And so, you know, people on there get on Twitter and they, you know, they call undecided people stupid and idiots and all this. And, well, no, I think the stupid one is the one who just blindly follows their party, don't you?
Uh-huh. Yes, I do. In fact, I think this happened to me a couple weeks ago on a little tete-a-tete on Facebook over on our friend Sunshine State Shirley's Facebook page.
Oh, see?
Where I wouldn't say I was really a liberal. I was kind of, you know, I'm definitely liberal, but I'm also libertarian. And some guy retorted to me, "Are you afraid to be labeled?" Which I thought was very profound.
Exactly. Because,
and it sums
know.
Up this entire mess.
Yeah, we should all strive to be labeled.
Yeah. And I wanted
well, see,
I could tell he wasn't a bright man, so I didn't go all Kierkegaard on him and say, "Hey, when you label me, you negate me."
Uh-huh.
Because I would have gotten back, "What?"
Don't start that fancy talk with me, buddy.
Yeah, sounds like a European socialist.
Yeah, well, see, I'm rather undecided myself, as I haven't decided if I want to vote Obama or Gary Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I can overcome. Well, I have. I mean, there's one decision made, and that's that I will not vote for Mitt Romney.
I'm with you there.
Yeah, that's an absolute. Under no circumstances whatsoever will I vote for Mitt Romney.
It's hard to vote for someone who has no soul.
I agree. And I despise him so much. But I'm also, you really can't, it's really hard to defend Obama in a lot of ways.
Sure.
And I'm not particularly happy with
No.
But, you know, like I said.
Although with Obama, I think I'm more unhappy because he didn't go far enough on health care. He didn't go far enough on a lot of things. He just remained hands off.
Yeah, he's a little too, you know, let Congress take the lead and
mm-hmm.
Congress being full of hacks and failed businessmen.
Especially in the house.
Exactly. Yeah, that didn't work out well.
And speaking of healthcare, Jay, I forgot we need to do a quick little shout-out to one of our biggest fans, the lovely Miss Alicious, who is under the weather today.
Oh, well, I knew Missy had a cold, so.
She needs a little healthcare herself.
Yeah, she needs somebody to come and, you know, wait on her hand and foot and,
yes,
you know, warm her up.
Unfortunately, I have to work today, so, and it's a long drive for you.
Yeah, well, so it'll have to be someone else then.
Yeah, I guess so. But we love you, Miss. Get better.
Yeah, we do. Absolutely. And, of course, Miss, you know, one of our number one shows. One
I
hot
know.
Miss.
That's the one we replaced with our Man Crush show.
Absolutely. The Man Crush show is just going great guns.
Yes, it is. About up to 3,500 listens as we speak.
That's right. A day ago, it was at 1,400. So it's just
The Man Crush show is balls on fire.
Yes, it is. We may have tapped into something here.
We may have.
Yeah. Do I hear Corky?
Yes, you hear Corky, who's been asleep all morning.
But now she wants some attention.
Yes, she does.
Hey, and shout out to Miss Dana Lou in the chat room.
Yes, got out of her mythical accounting meeting to spend some time with us, some quality time.
Yep. Dana Lou is a Gary Johnson supporter. She's going to vote Libertarian.
Yes.
But more out of a sense of, you know, oh, I'm so superior to you.
Oh, I
know. I'm a third party.
It's you other two groups are stupid.
Oh, you're so beneath me. Just want to remind everybody that there's, you know, the snooty folks could be anywhere.
That's right. You know, we need to get some theme music for Dana.
Dana's going to put on her little hipster glasses and her little hipster hat and go in and vote for some obscure guy you've probably never heard of.
That's right.
Sorry, I'm kind of proud of that one. That was good.
Yeah, it was.
Cracking myself up.
Uh-huh. All right.
So not a great night last night for the Romster.
No.
In the debate. although I admit my dislike of Romney. You know, I'm a little biased, but excuse me. If you look all across the spectrum, you won't find very many people saying that Romney did well last night or did well enough or won the debate or whatever.
Unless, of course, you followed Twitter last night and then you would find that Dana Perino, Neil Bortz, Greg Gutlisfeld, and one Sean Hannity who claimed, "This is the greatest debate performance I've ever seen." Talking of one Willard Romney.
Yeah. Well, you've always got that. Well, you got the, you know, the true believers. The partisans.
Yes. Such as on the other side, Rachel Maddow and that great journalistic mind, Ed Schultz.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, you can always just not follow them, not listen to them.
But I can't. That wouldn't be any fun.
Yeah, well, okay. But anyway, I did find out last night that Mitt Romney and I have something in common.
Really?
And we both apparently have binders full of women.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, I call mine my stalker folders. Apparently his are affirmative action reports. Although he would hate to use the word affirmative action.
Yeah.
But that's what they are.
And what
unless, of course, he meant to say that he has a lot of women in binders.
Well, that's how I took it initially, but, you know, that's how I think.
You know, it's just, you know, that Mormon tradition. Although I wish Obama had looked at him and said, "Binder, I barely know her."
Uh-huh.
But you know, he's not as quick as I am. So.
Well, no, he's not. I thought what was interesting actually came after the binder comment. Because if you listen as he continues and he talks about women in the workforce, he says, if they're going to be in the workforce, you have to be more flexible with them because they have to get home and cook for their kids and their husbands.
I did notice that, you know, got to be home in time to cook dinner.
And if you think I'm kidding, folks, 1 hour, 37 minutes, 56 seconds or so is when that comes up because I double-checked this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of the more telling moments right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of 1954 Mitt. Back in the good old days where women knew their place.
That's right.
Yeah. I also think during his sleep last night, Mitt kept, you know, tossing and turning, saying, "Candy, candy, candy, candy." She kept cutting him off and stopping him. And wouldn't let him just ramble on, and he kept saying candy, and he kept arguing about the rules, which that's always, you know, people love to see that during the debate.
Oh, yeah, that's always.
You know, what's your position on Libya? Well, these rules, damn it. Not fair. But and speaking of Libya, of course, Romney just flubbed it. It was an easy one.
Yes.
It was an easy one. He really should have been able to put Obama on the defensive. And instead, he went for the cheap political shot. He tried to throw out the urban legend, right-wing talking point. No, Obama didn't even call it terrorism or say that it was terrorism. And Obama got to say, hey, called it an act of terror.
Yep.
Which isn't exact. Well, it's a little vague, but it does. It's the words "act of terror." So, and then even Candy Crowley had to correct him. And
yes,
bad moment for the Mitster. I felt bad for him.
He didn't even have to go into this whole cover up thing that some Republicans are trying. He could have just called it and taken a shot at him over general incompetence of not
right.
No one knowing
oh, yeah.
exactly. Not a matter of cover-up, just competence, or lack thereof.
Yeah, all he had to do is just say, "Look, it was a complete clusterfuck. It was a complete screw-up. They'd asked for more security, been denied security. You know, it's one of those things that's you got to wonder just who's in charge here."
That's right.
But instead, he went for the old. Right wing, those emails you get all the time. Oh, Obama didn't put up a Christmas tree, or Obama doesn't hold the National Day of Prayer, which are easily proven to be false.
Yeah,
but you get them all the time from people. He went for that type of thing.
And as far as me, with me, Jay, every day is a National Day of Prayer.
Oh hell yes!
There you go.
But once again, you talked in your blog post today at iwsradio.blogspot.com.
Yes.
About the blind, the sheep, just following along, regurgitating talking points, cheering for their guy, not really paying attention.
No.
One of the things about Twitter and Facebook is that you can tell who's doing really well by some of the things that people are saying. Certain, the supporters of Romney get on Twitter last night, and one did, and complained about people talking politics during the debate. I knew things weren't going well.
Well, around. There you go.
Well, shout out to Gator Bell there. You know, 30 minutes into the debate. Stop talking politics on Twitter. Eh, I hate it. Oh, man, Romney must be doing bad.
I notice you're oddly absent during the debates on Twitter.
That's because I just sit there and let the tweets flow.
Yes.
The first debate, I started out trying to mock him a little bit, but Twitter goes so fast. Everything gets lost so quickly. And also, Twitter sometimes stops working when it gets a little too busy. And it's easier to just ignore
it. And there's no room to cut up and be satirical when there's a...
Oh, this is serious business.
When people are rooting for their guy.
This is deadly serious. We should take it that way. So I waited till after the debate, and things were still flowing pretty fast, and so it's still difficult to get off any good lines like, Mitt's got 99 binders and they're all full of bitches.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, I thought it was funny.
And if you thought it was funny, or you have any reaction to the debate or the state of American politics, you can call in at 661-244-9852.
Hell yeah. See, Dana says she was watching Zola and Chef, Jeff. Zola and Jeff have a debate on flipping out. I don't know what that is.
Nor do I.
Do you?
No.
All right, so Dana stumped us with one.
Once again, probably one of those highbrow shows.
Probably so. Probably just some super intellectual programming that she was watching.
Probably
educational stuff.
Probably on the Sundance Channel.
IFC.
Yes. So there you have it. And a good thing.
Oh, it's on Broadway or on Bravo.
Of course it is.
My dyslexia is killing me this morning. Chef, Broadway, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
It's on Bravo. So it really is high end.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So, yeah. But anyway, folks, take my advice. Next debate. Don't watch the debate on TV. Watch it on Twitter. It's much more entertaining.
Oh, yeah. Flipping out, I know what it is. There's a dude who buys houses and fixes them up and flips them.
Oh.
It's a reality TV.
Yeah.
Oh, man. There's a show topic we need to do someday.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, we should do a reality TV. Actually, we should have our own reality TV show.
I think we should. Two guys with a binder.
Yep. Two guys in a bind. Check those phone lines real quick. Nothing there. I don't believe this.
I know.
Why aren't people calling in? We're gentle creatures. We're not mean. We're not going to bite you.
On the air.
We're not going to tear into you. We're not going to, say mean things about you.
No. And or at least if we do say mean things about you, at least we are not like other people doing it anonymously.
That's right. We are not anonymous people, and it's not hard to find us at all.
No.
Unlike some people who love to get on the internet and troll everybody anonymously. In fact, we had a show about this once.
Yes, we did, with one Mr. Joker.
Absolutely. who was kind enough to call us Nazis afterwards.
Exactly. After we gave him almost the entire show to talk.
Yeah. Yeah, that was such a sad... We need to have another show about that, too.
Yeah, we should. Especially
about being anonymous.
Yeah. Since you brought up this little incident that happened to a certain someone on Reddit.
Yeah, this dude who went by the name Violent Acres on Reddit, and I've seen some of his posts on there, and he's considered the biggest troll on Reddit. And he created a number of subreddits titled things like Jailbait,
mm-hmm.
and it was teenage girls, and Rapebait.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even want to know what that was about. And then Creep Shots, which was pictures of women who were out and about, minding their own business. And people were taking pictures of them, posting them on the internet.
And, of course, there's my favorite subreddit that I created, Jay, called Choke a Bitch.
Clearly a high-class dude.
Oh, yeah.
High-class dude. His real name is Michael...
Brooch,
something like that. Lives down in Texas.
Which I believe that's where Joker lives.
Yeah, well, that's weird, huh? Yeah. Dana Lou says he's icky, really icky. And he is that. But anyway, somebody at Gawker Media outed him, tracked him down, called him up, then put his picture on Gawker and his name and all that stuff, and now he's been fired from his job. And I don't really have any sympathy for him because he's a scumbag.
Right.
But I do find it kind of funny that it would be Gawker who would out him because, well, I guess everybody needs somebody to look down on, right?
Exactly.
And Gawker finally found somebody lower than them. Because they're a troll website.
They just happen to beat TMZ to it.
Yeah, exactly. Gawker is just full of scumbags. Dirt bags. Gawker, of course, owns Deadspin. They're the ones who posted the Brett Favre dong pictures. They're meat peepers.
They're meat peepers.
As Bomani Jones says, they're meat peepers. They hear about a dong shot on the internet, and they got to go peep, take a look at it.
See, people don't have to do that with us. They can just email us. And
right, and we have two calls here.
Holy shit. Let me get to those.
They are both in your neck of the woods, too.
Okay. 937. And 937, you're both with Stupid. Who do we have here?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Oh, boy, we got two at the same time. This is crazy.
Oh, man, it's out of control. It's out of control here.
Oh, I tell you, it's bad to be famous. Oh, by the way, I wanted to congratulate you guys on the debates last night and Mr. Obama slapping Mitty Boy around a little bit. Sounds like he got the better end of the deal yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys hear about that fellow there in California, that banker president guy that got his ass whipped by the LAPD for doing bath salt? You guys hear about that on the news?
No.
No.
Oh, you did?
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this, like, rich, you know, president of bank, this high-class bank, I guess he was on bath salts, and he went swaying his arms at the LAPD, and they beat the shit out of him, and it shows pictures of him with his nose all busted up and, you know, head all busted up, and I was kind of curious when they're going to start burning down Hollywood. Like a Rodney King situation. I don't know if that it's going to go down in the same fashion or not, but, you know, we can't have this LAPD whooping up on rich people either, you know.
I know, that's
poor
a shame.
Or rich. That's a shame. But,
just,
you know, have you guys heard much about that bath salt stuff? Pretty rough stuff,
pretty nasty. That's pretty nasty. That was that dude down in Miami who ate another dude's face. Apparently,
really?
Was on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I didn't quite get that experience. I mean, I'm the kind of guy, I hear these kind of things. I'm more of a drinker type person. I really don't do a lot of drugs, but when I hear things like this, I like to know what it's all about. So I do everybody a just favor and try these things. So
right.
I went out and got me some of this bath salt, you know, and I'm not one that likes to snort things or put stuff up my nose, so I thought I would try it a different way. So, you know, it being bath salt, I went ahead and ran me a nice hot bath and floated in the bathtub with me and drank the bath water, you know. Wasn't bad after I got past the dirty water taste. But it kind of still reminded you of a little bit of a mixture of Rose and Still Reserve, so it wasn't too bad.
All right. I like that.
But the only thing I really, you know, I didn't want to eat no one's face or anything while I was in, you know, because I was taking a bath and I just was drinking it with a straw. And, you know, about 10 minutes went by, and the next thing I know, all as I got out of it is I wanted to get the bar of soap as close as to my genitals as I could. That's all I got from it.
Really?
That was it. And, you know, I don't know why these people are down in these bathrooms. I mean, what's the harm in that? Maybe it's the snorting part that makes you crazy.
It could be.
Maybe. Well, you know, I thought maybe, since it's salt, bath salt, I thought maybe they were just sprinkling it over their French fries.
Hey, I never thought of that. I'll do that next time.
Okay.
I'll
well, why don't you
know.
Run to
I'll
rally?
Let you know.
Yeah, why don't you run through
rally?
Rallies? Get a burger and fries and ask them, say, hey, can you put some bath salts on those fries for me?
Tell them, hold your salt and use mine. if that wouldn't sell rally burgers, nothing will.
That's right.
Man, caught on corner running around naked with a rally burger and a large fry. Wanting to eat you. Oh, gosh. No, I was just curious if you guys heard about that and just wondering when the big burn down in L.A. was going to happen over that.
Well, we'll have
that's
to keep an
do.
Eye out
that's
on
what
that.
That's what they do in L.A.
That's right.
Yeah, well, we'll have to send a note to our very good friend out there in L.A., Miss Joe Sequist.
Yeah.
Tell her to be on the watch, look out for that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's where she's from, isn't it?
Yeah.
Up there in L.A., baby.
You know, it's all about who you know.
Yeah. All right.
All right, well, you guys have a good day. I appreciate you letting me get my 2 cents in.
Thanks for the info.
All right.
Yeah.
You have a good
thanks
day.
For the update.
All right, thanks a lot. We'll see you.
Okay.
Bye.
We have another 937 who is waiting patiently here.
Yeah.
Hi.
What was that?
Hi.
Wow.
Hi.
Phyllis Diller's on the line with us, folks.
It's me.
And who would me be?
Missy.
Oh, Miss.
It's Missy.
Hi.
Hi. How you feeling, Miss?
I'm good.
You sound like Peter Brady.
Could you sing for us a little, Miss?
No.
Come on, do some Alicia Keys.
You wouldn't want to hear that.
Oh, yes, we do.
Oh, I think I might. Are you an Alicia Keys fan?
No. Yeah.
Well, come on. Okay. Just a little line. Just a couple. Come on.
I can't remember it.
We're among friends here.
Maybe you should do a whole show on that.
We could do a karaoke show.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
I won't be there.
We could do a music show. There's a crazy idea.
Yeah, well, those always go over well.
Yeah, they always just seem to go so smoothly.
Yeah.
So, Missy, you sound like you might have a cold.
Yeah, I do.
All right.
I just wanted to say about the debate thing.
Uh-huh.
And the candidates, I think they should put a Republican and a Democrat that hate each other in a room to do all the fact-checking, and they can't come out until they come up with the truth.
Well, huh. The election's on November 6th. We would never be ready by then.
You know,
information after.
Yeah, the truth really isn't what we're looking for.
No.
Well, there seems to be two truths,
mm-hmm,
constantly, or two lies constantly. So maybe they should get together and be made to come up with the truth.
That's crazy.
That's
talk.
What I'd like to hear.
I don't know about this truth thing. I don't know. Facts, the truth, I don't know. I don't know if America's ready for that.
Lie plus lie equals lie, you know. Maybe it should be the other way around. So.
Well, I think America likes... I think most Americans like to be lied to.
Sure.
They like to be told that everything's swell and going to be great. And they like to be told that they're all going to be super rich, like Mitt Romney is, and like Obama is, even though they're not.
Yep.
They like to be told, we're the greatest nation on earth.
USA.
Damn right.
So what
else is happening, Missy?
What are you taking for your cold?
Nothing. Ibuprofen.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta take some drugs, right? Take some NyQuil.
Mm-hmm.
Take some NyQuil.
NyQuil.
It comes with the.
You don't have to be sick to take NyQuil. It's crazy.
I know. It comes with its own shot glass. It's
that's
good.
That's right.
Yeah. Take some of that. Take some Alka-Seltzer cold medicine.
My
that's
brother swears by
stuff.
It.
That's some pretty good stuff there, too.
I'll give it a try.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I'll let you go.
Well, wait a minute, miss. Before you go, come on. One. Disco is on fire. Come on.
No way. Nope. Okay, well, you guys have a great day.
Well, you do the same.
Well,
okay.
You too.
All right.
Get plenty of rest. Drink plenty of fluids.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Well, I hope we don't catch her cold, you know, through the airwaves.
But see, it's troopers like that that help to make us number one, Jay.
That's right. There she is with that brutal cold. Yet she was able to call in, wasn't she?
Yes, she was.
She went to the effort.
As was,
you know, it wasn't easy.
No, as was Drive-By Mike.
And Drive-By Mikey,
the CEO,
a busy man.
A CEO took time out of his day.
Busy man.
Yes.
And he called in. See how easy it is? And were we kind to them? We were.
We were.
Considerate, thoughtful. Did we go after him? Not at all.
No.
In fact, we played along with the bath salts. Yeah. How long's Mikey been working on that bit?
I have no idea. That's a new one on me.
Okay.
He hasn't mentioned it all week.
Oh, he was going to spring it on you.
He's a trickster. He likes to play it close to the vest.
Right. And again, a couple of people, not anonymous.
No, right there in the
open. Didn't call up with fake names. Yeah. Didn't call up with little monikers.
Well, since Missy wouldn't sing, we should have Mike sing.
Well. I think we're okay.
All right.
Missy singing Alicia Keys. That would have been all right.
Yeah.
I think I could go for some of that.
And we got about 5 minutes left in another award-winning show.
Oh, absolutely. And I just wanted to mention that Dana threw out there in the chat room that this Violent Acres dude has a PayPal account set up now that he's been fired. If anybody wants to come to his aid and help him and his lovely family out,
mm-hmm.
his family full of perverts and racists and whatnot, then, actually, there's somebody here in town who might want to do that. We have a white supremacist running for alderman position
really?
Here.
What's his name?
I don't know. I forgot it. I didn't write it down. Yeah. But anyway, he even hosts a white power radio show of some sort.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think it's here on. On the network, but I'll try to hunt it down and find him and, you know, maybe call into his show sometime. Or
we could be guests on his show. That'd be a good time.
Sure. Yeah, you know, it's weird. Nobody's invited us to be guests on their show. We've invited lots of people.
Yeah.
Formally and informally.
Mm-hmm.
And we tried, you know, to get Christine O'Donnell to come on the show.
Right.
She's ignored us. We tried to get Comedy Concepts.
Right.
I think you invited her on the show.
I did.
I was in her chat room. I was in her chat room the other day on her show, her show on Monday. It was nice. Nice show. Excellent. So, you know, and you think, you know, she's going to come on the show. You know, she's going to be doing the funny at some comedy club in New York this weekend. Maybe she could come on this show, get a little bit more publicity.
Mm-hmm. Because if we didn't mention, we are number one.
Yeah, we just throw that out there. We're not bragging. You know, just the way things have worked out.
Yeah.
And a little update here. Candy Crowley says she did not backtrack last night of her correction of Mitt Romney. So I guess Candy Crowley, much like Mitt Romney, has had to issue a clarification of her clarification.
Yes.
All right, what are we going to do Sunday?
I don't know.
Kat wants us to do a feminism show sometime, but we need to have enough time to make sure that she can come on the show.
Yeah.
So I think that'd be a good idea.
Sure, as long as she, you know, bakes some cookies and brings them along, a couple of snacks.
And she, you know, wears her apron
mm-hmm.
and high heels.
Exactly. If and only if she does all that. Before we do that.
All right, well, we got less than a minute, so.
All right.
We'll wrap it up, I guess.
So we'll have to figure out Sunday show tomorrow during our intense show prep.
Oof, I'm hydrating.
Yeah, right.
In preparation for that.
Well, thanks for everyone for listening and in the chat room and calling in, Miss and Mike. And just for you being here, Jamie.
No, thank you, Matt.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, I think it's a wrap.
Right.
And I'll see you on the radio Sunday.
All right. Bye.
Bye.